USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The unemployment rate is up to 4.4% after the U.S. economy lost more than 7,000 jobs in the month of March. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow believes...
I think in the weeks ahead, Sandra, it's going to get worse. I can't pull any punches on that. It will get worse. This is a very deep contraction. The numbers are going to come in very badly. They're going to look terrible. How much longer? I don't really want to forecast. That's up to the health people. But there's no question that it's going to be bad. There's also no question that we are providing more relief and assistance for unemployment than ever before in our nation's history.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News, and House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is warning about crafting another economic stimulus package so soon after the last one has passed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says there should be a nationwide stay-at-home order.
If you look at what's in those 30-day recommendations of the guidelines, that's essentially what it is. I mean, I know it's difficult, but we're having a lot of suffering, a lot of death. This is inconvenient from an economic and a personal standpoint, but we just have to do it. That is our major weapon against this virus right now. Yeah. We don't have a vaccine. That's the deployable. This is the only thing we have, and we can get through it.
Next week is Holy Week for Christians, and Cardinal Timothy Dolan in New York is encouraging Catholics to watch services and masses online or on TV.
We desperately miss the presence of the physical presence of our people, but we trust in their spiritual presence, and our people miss being there.
Church doors are closed throughout the New York Archdiocese as part of measures to prevent the spread of coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump says he's taken a second test for coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the daily White House coronavirus briefing reveals he takes a second test out of curiosity to see how quickly it works and that he tests negative for the virus. His White House physician sending out a note saying the test takes 1 minute and results are back within 15 minutes.
As many people struggle to adjust to life at home, whether that's having kids at home because the kids are not in school, or people are now working from home and having to self-quarantine, lots of folks are suffering from anxiety. Gabby Bernstein is a New York Times best-selling author and motivational speaker. She joins ABC's Good Morning America with some tips on how you can keep your stress and anxiety levels low.
I think that we have to set intentions every single day to allow ourselves to show up with a better attitude and a better perspective. So one thing I've been doing every morning is I get out my journal and I write two questions down. How do I want to feel today? And what do I want to give today? And when we think about what we want to give today, do I want to give groceries to a neighbor? Do I want to give to a charity? Do I want to give by posting something positive on social media? And by setting ourselves up with an intention each day, it really allows us to get into an energy that's going to be sustainable all throughout the day.
Some good advice there. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.